Good morning, my friends. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron Johns in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are back to small surf for the start of the week. Ankle busters to lucky knee-high sets coming in. We have light, nearly slack winds out there this morning. North Florida, you're going to stay pretty light and turn offshore by the afternoon. And it looks like we should have light southwest winds for south of the Cape. Now, Tuesday, staying small with those light variable winds. And on Wednesday, we're going to start to see this little northeast swell gradually filling in through Wednesday and all the way into Friday. Now, we're going to start at kind of the knee to thigh zone for Wednesday, picking up a little bit more on Thursday, probably thigh to lucky waist. Might even be waist by the end of the day on Thursday, pretty consistently. And then Friday, we could be seeing waist plus with a couple bigger sets now and again. Now, this is going to be in at about 9 seconds coming from the northeast. So, areas that are kind of blocked out by the Cape are not going to see too much. Now, winds are going to shift in the northeast and strengthen, and that's going to kind of build into the mid-teens by Friday. So every day, a little more wind. Now, that's going to be adding a little bit of chop to the surf, but it should still be pretty decent. Now, this northeast swell is going to continue into the weekend, and onshore winds are likely going to be in the low teens. Now, we have another area of low pressure that's going to be pushing up into the Gulf from the Central American Gyre, and that could make another storm in the Gulf. Now, this one currently is not predicted to come as close to Florida as Helene did, but it's something to keep an eye on, and it's definitely going to be influencing how strong the winds are going to be for this weekend and into the start of next week. The other thing is we might see some rain with this system, and for the Gulfsters in the Panhandle, that is something we do not need right now. We have a couple areas that are going to be building out in the Atlantic as well, but those look like they're going to stay far to the east and not really interact with Florida at all, but that might send us a little additional swell coming up for next week. So hey, for the Fort Pierce fans, we should be getting that camera back online here pretty soon. Like I said, that hotel has new owners, and they just got done redoing the network, so we should be ready to go to add the camera back into their network there. So with any luck, on Wednesday, that should be popping back up. I'm also working on a new location in the Wabasso Beach area, so that might be coming online here pretty soon as well. So I'll be back on Wednesday, let you know if anything changes, and until then, check those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.